بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أراد أن يغزو As Jabir رضي الله عنه says once Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم intended to go out in jihad فقال يا معشر المهاجرين والأنصار نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed the assembly of the muhajirin and the ansar and he said oh people oh muhajirin and ansar إن من إخوانكم قوما ليس لهم مال ولا عشيرة فليضم أحدكم إليه الرجلين أو الثلاثة. He said, amongst you there are people, there are brothers of yours who have no possessions and they've got no family. In other words, they don't have any equipment to go out in the path of Allah. They don't have any financial, they don't have any wealth. They don't have any means. They don't have any family. So one of you or each of you should attach two or three people to himself and assist him on this journey. The Sahaba say, فَمَا لِأَحَدِنَا مِنْ ظَهْرٍ يَحْمِلُهُ إِلَّا أُقْبَةٌ كَأُقْبَةٍ يَعْنِي أَحْدِهِمْ The Sahaba say then, that each one of us, those of us who had conveyances, who had camels, who had horses, we would take two or three people with us on this journey, and then we would have equal turns with them in riding. Imagine if it is my horse, then I have the right to use this horse on my journey. But here, I have to share with others as well. And this is what the Sahaba did. And this is what Rasulullah ﷺ exhorted them, that because they don't have any means of transport and conveyance, then join them also and allow them also to ride your animals. And then he says, قَالَ فَضَمَمْتُ إِلَيَّ إِثْنَيْن أَوْ ثَلَاثَةً مَالِ إِلَّا أُقْبَةٌ كَأُقْبَةِ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنْ جَمَلِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ As Jabir Radhan says, then I also had taken two or three people and I brought them to myself and I had a turn to ride my camel just as they had turns to ride it. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَتَخَلَّفُ فِي الْمَسِيرِ فَيُزْجِي الضَّعِيفَ وَيُرْدِفُ وَيَدْعُوا لَهُمْ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ بِإِسْنَادٍ حَسَنٍ As Jabir radiallahu anhu says, he says, during a journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go sometimes to the rear of the entire group. And he would then urge the weak. Sometimes some camels are moving very slowly. And the person needs to be moving along with the rest of the companions. So Rasulullah sallallahu himself would go and prod the animal and he would urge the weak one and push them forward. And even those who assist, who are weak in nature, Nabi Karim Sam would then, with a lot of compassion and love, he would then drive them forward, وَيُرْدِفُ And he would even sometimes let somebody mount on his camel and sit with him. And then he would make dua for all those who were with him, especially those who were weak and didn't have any means of transport or didn't have sufficient means on this journey. This was the compassion, the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is how he would move to the rear of the army and he would assist the weak and the helpless. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa bihamdihi. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.